Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You are moments away from when your final chances to qualify to win a trip for two to Vegas to see Imagine Dragons. We have five chances a day to qualify, and your first one is coming up at 9 o'clock. This portion of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a car and driver 10 best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon on Alice. She's a great
Jane,
DJ.
Jane, you're playing a game call.
Is she here today?
Come on. I believe she is here today.
Okay. Sure about that?
Oh, come on!
Come on, Adele.
Schedule's right there.
Can you check the schedule, please?
Hold on.
I think she was out a couple days, but then I think she's back today.
Friday, August 11th. Jane is on today! Yeah!
All right!
Playing hit songs for your afternoon!
Enjoy Jane this afternoon, everyone. She's the best. Here's what's happening.
Oh, she's here. She just shouted.
All right! Jane, everyone!
Yeah, Jane's here early. Why are you here so early today?
I got meetings.
Meetings?
Come over here.
She has her shoes in her hand.
All I hear is him and go, are you sure about that? I'm like, yes, Hooman, I'm here.
I'm sure about it.
I got boots on and I got sneakers in my hand for when I get tired later.
Well, the boots will tire you out.
Long days. Finding the hot hits.
There you go. I love you.
Love you too. Aww.
Thanks, Jane.
Jane, you're playing a game called Hot Dog Act by its real name.
All right, here's
making believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane.
That's my luck this
week. Who sings that song?
Jefferson Starship?
Starship Desire?
It's all right, Bryn. It's fine. I mean, I kissed a booger this week. I mean, can't get any worse.
You didn't see that was green, huh?
I didn't see the booger. She held her thumb out like she was hurt. I thought I was supposed to just kiss
it. She was just horrified by your booger.
Then she was like, that's Mocos.
She doesn't pick her nose with her thumbs, though, right? That would be crazy.
I don't know.
She got it on her finger and then flicked it off onto her thumb, and she's like, then she couldn't get it off of her.
Oh, look at the booger expert.
You know. Oh, really? You've never picked your nose? I'm the only one?
I guess so.
How come kids always have their fingers up their nose? It's as if it's a pocket for them.
One of the reasons is they don't know how to blow their nose.
Yeah.
They can't get the pressure needed push out whatever's up there.
And then they try and blow it, and they've got both nostrils. I'm like, no, you need to block one of those.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Here's what's happening.
Sure.
I don't know who eats at Costco.
I do.
Oh sure. I'll
you
eat
do
at
the
Costco.
Samples?
Yeah.
Y'all take a sample?
But it's not the samples that we're talking about.
It's the food court.
Yeah. It's the food court.
I'll eat.
It's a 50-cent gigantic hot dog.
It's a $10 pizza for the whole thing.
Yeah. No doubt.
I don't ever buy the whole pizza. One slice is enough for two people.
A 20-year-old is suing Costco after E. coli-tainted chicken from the retailer caused serious health problems, including epilepsy and kidney failure.
Jesus!
Chloe Rogerson has filed a $2 million lawsuit against Costco.
Was she the only one who got it?
No. 2 years after becoming seriously ill after eating Costco's tainted chicken salad. 19 people have been infected with E. coli in California, Colorado, Missouri, Montana, Utah, Virginia, Washington after eating Costco's rotisserie chicken salad. Oh. Apparently, their rotisserie chicken is one of their big things.
Yeah.
Like, I think they do a $5 whole chicken.
And they're big, too. They're, like, bigger than the regular supermarket ones.
I didn't know they sold them there.
Well, maybe they don't do it at every single one of them. Mm-hmm. But they've Rogerson got that whole meat counter thing in the back.
Had been admitted to the ICU after vomiting blood.
Oh, Jesus.
Doctors struggled to diagnose what was causing the trouble. She says, until the FDA called to ask if she'd eaten at Costco and had the chicken salad.
And the answer was yes.
Over the last 2 years, she's racked up $2 million in medical bills as a hemolytic uremic syndrome has led to renal failure, epilepsy, and diabetes.
Oh, my God. She got ruined.
She says, I don't have $2 million, and I'm not going to have sufficient resources to keep myself alive going forward in the future.
I can't believe she's only suing for $2 million. Like, that's just her current bill.
After a year and a half on dialysis, Rogerson received a kidney transplant from her husband. Here's a picture of her in the hospital. That's just one of the many. They're all over
online.
She
looks like a premature baby. She's hooked up to so many damn things. That's incredible.
Her husband gave her a kidney, but she also continues to have health problems linked to the tainted chicken and will not be able to have children now.
Wow. Oh, my God. That is absolutely horrifying.
Four other people were hospitalized.
I thought when you got E. coli, if you survived it, you were that was that. You were done with it. This woman is ruined. She's ruined. Oh, Costco. That's not good news.
No.
Damn. And this was, were they selling this at the food court, so she ate it there? Or is this something she bought there and took away with her and didn't handle correctly?
I don't know. I don't eat at Costco, but I was going to ask you guys if you've had the chicken salad sandwich.
I don't know.
Or maybe it's being sold packaged, you know, made and sold.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, if it was just, you know, not refrigerated correctly or if it was, you know, something that they were serving right there. Damn.
So you haven't had the chicken salad.
I didn't even know there was chicken on the menu. Frankly, I don't look down past the pizza and the hot dog. And I do like the little, I don't know what that little custardy thing is that they do. Mm-hmm. With the gross jelly on top. I'm always like, just...
That's not custard! Just kidding. I don't know what it is. I just...
Yeah, I don't know what it is either. Some kind of soft serve.
Oh, is that the girl?
It is her.
Look at...
She was a Broadway singer.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, she's like an adorable... happening
blondie
chick, and she's ruined. She is ruined.
Yeah, that's tough.
The picture of her in the hospital is heartbreaking.
Sports Illustrated looked at how likely you are to get food poisoning at 28 different major league ballparks.
Oh man.
Tropicana Field in Tampa Bay is by far the worst, they say.
Well, it's very warm.
Food
there.
Inspectors have caught 105 different violations this year that could have made people sick. That's 67% more than any other ballpark.
Jeez.
Is that where the Buccaneers play?
No. That's where the Tampa Bay Rays play.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
But the Athletics were in second place.
Oh,
really?
No.
The 10 teams that are worst when it comes to food safety are the Rays, the Athletics, also known as your A's, the Orioles, Dodgers, Nationals, Angels, Twins, Yankees, Rangers, and Reds. There's your top 10.
The Yankees, isn't a hot dog there like $20?
I don't know.
You'd think they could afford to keep that thing at the right temperature. Well, listen, anytime you're not preparing, even if you are preparing your own food, you know, things happen. Take a chance. See whatever you want.
What are you doing?
Just saying, don't, you know, you get
What's
too
with
all
you?
Worried about it. Now they're not going to buy a hot dog at the A Stadium? Sure they are. Come on. Don't worry, it'll be fine. It's not going to happen to you.
A new survey by Yelp asked people what food they're most likely to order after they do it.
Like if you go out to eat after?
Well,
breakfast,
I mean,
obviously.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the question?
A new survey by Yelp asked people what food they're most likely to order after a one-night stand. The answer is pizza.
Oh. Yeah.
Tacos came in, quote, a distant second.
Oh. Boy, I'd just immediately be like, oh, let's go get breakfast.
The most common answer was nothing.
Oh.
Since 2 out of 3 people said it's kind of weird to order food right after you hooked up.
I don't know.
It's not so weird.
It's always a good time for some food. Boy, that took it out of me. Let's put some food in me.
You hungry? What do you have? Is usually what I think is the, I got eggs. All right, let's eat eggs.
Scramble them up.
I mean, that's really what you'd think is the deal. What do you got?
Well, everyone's got eggs and eggs and
eggs,
toast.
Eggs, can of lentil soup.
I'm going to go eggs. Bob. If that is your real name.
Yeah, what was your name again?
Eggs are good anytime.
Yeah, I also am a big fan of eggs.
My mom sent me a picture this morning of some egg thing she made. It looks like it's maybe in like crescent rolls
muffin
or something.
Muffin tins? It looks like they're in muffin tins.
Oh, did you see it too?
Of course I did.
Oh, did she post it or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's texted it to me, and it's spinach, eggs, and cheese in some kind of flaky outer pastry. I was like, ooh. Oh. Yes, please. I'll eat that. Looks good.
Well, right.
If I could pick anything right now, it would be that.
I loved that yesterday they brought, Liam brought some pastry, and there you were.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, that thing squirted boysenberry in my mouth or whatever it was.
Well, I thought it was raspberry, but he said it was gooseberry.
Oh, gooseberry, sorry.
Yeah, delicious.
By the way, we said it earlier, I just want to repeat it. Liam, the foodie chap, was excellent on our secret show yesterday.
He was a delight on there. So if you haven't listened to The Secret Show for a while, listen to yesterday's.
Shared with us some personal stuff that I swear I have 20 follow-up questions.
Well, luckily he'll be back to do another movie review, and we'll have him on The Secret Show that day. That'll be fun.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Lots of those. Howled with my Alice family this morning. My dog whimpered along too.
Oh, ow! Thank you for howling with us on the Hallelujah song. Or whatever it's called. Supermarket Flowers, the Ed Sheeran song. God, I love that song.
After Crazy Train, you guys should go right into September.
Oh, we should. You should go into September.
We should make that longer, Bryn.
Yeah, I know.
Try to make that
can
as long
add
as
TikTok
possible.
TikTok to it, too. Kesha's TikTok.
I mean, you know, I'm not.
Please, please leave the montage in the podcast.
They can't.
Yeah,
we can't do it. But you have left it in when we've sung along, because the thing is, we have like it skims off all the third party audio, which, by the way, part of that meeting we had on Monday was talking about all the reasons why we can't play. We're like, oh man, there's no hope.
It's only more work for us to edit that crap out.
Right.
Believe me,
we'd
the laziness in us would rather just see the person to get it posted and be done with it.
But sometimes Bryn leaves in the audio of us just singing along with
when it's good, yeah.
Yeah, if it's funny. Mostly it's not good, so.
Oh, it's almost always good, but really? You know, depending how much space between.
Yes, Human.
Can I give a monumental update on something?
Oh, no.
Oh, a monumental update.
I'll just start dinging now.
A monumental update from Hooman.
More bells, more bells. So as
you're gonna hurt your hand, Vinny.
It already hurts. It hurts so bad it's gone numb.
Right.
Been banging on this thing so much.
Banging?
Yeah.
So for those of you who tuned in at 7 a.m., I mentioned that me and Bryn are doing the SF stair climb to raise money for the first responders.
Yeah.
The event is on September 9th at 555 California, and we posted on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page a place for everyone to donate. Our goal is $1,000.
What is it
and
now?
And as of now, we have raised $332.
Nice.
All right.
Thank you, people.
You know, I have to say I was a little bit annoyed that I had to choose Hooman or Bryn to support.
I know, but it goes to one.
Oh, you're the one that made
it goes. It goes
I
to
made
one.
A donation
no,
too.
Yeah.
It goes to the same.
I'm not the only one. Me and Yuzette and Hooman, by the way.
And one listener.
Two listeners.
Two listeners.
We got for crying out loud. Me. So I don't think you were supposed to say all. Well, I couldn't figure out.
Bryn's gonna be donating next, everybody. Okay.
Yeah, Bryn, kick some money in.
Anyway, we're at 332. Let's try to hit that $1,000 mark. The link is on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. SF Stair Climb.
Good job, you guys.
Boy, that plug sounded like change hitting a countertop.
We're making a rain.
Ooh, big 332.
Oh, man. There you go, right?
Sounds good real. Everybody, up to your pockets. Let's see what we got.
What do you guys
get
got?
Get the lint out of there.
Bunny ears on me again. Big surprise.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll finish up all the texts after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.